Senator Warren met with about 100 constituents in the lobby of the downtown Springfield building where the senator's Western Massachusetts office is located. Warren spoke about her agenda for the year ahead in Congress, highlighting three priorities: reducing college student loan debt, increasing government funding for medical research, and shoring up Social Security.
Our job together, is to make sure that our government works not for the rich and powerful, but for us. Our government is here to work for us, and that's what this is going to be about.
This was the second day of a two-day tour by the senator with stops planned to highlight her legislative priorities. Warren toured Bay State Medical Center in Springfield to highlight her push to double funding for the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation.
We do it for economic reasons. Every dollar of tax money put into the NIH yields $2.23 in immediate business activity. That's jobs. Jobs here in Western Mass, jobs all across the country. But the second reason we do it, we are on the threshold of powerfully important discoveries.
The Democrat also met with students at UMass Amherst during her first visit to the UMass flagship campus. Warren is co-sponsor of a bill that would make colleges more accountable for student loan defaults by imposing a financial penalty on schools with high student loan default rates. Warren is also supporting an effort to allow students to refinance their outstanding student loan debt.
That at least gives them a shot to begin paying off this debt. Now, I want to be clear. I think there's a lot we need to do with that debt, but that's the right first step, is to bring down the cost for the kids who are trying to pay off their student loans.
Paul Edwards of Springfield, who spoke with Warren at the senator's Western Massachusetts office, said he supports the agenda Warren is promoting.
She's committing herself to areas that are not necessarily very sexy, but she's committed herself to areas that are very important to the working person.
Sheila Murray, chairperson of the Berkshire Brigades, was one of several Democratic activists at Warren's meeting with constituents. Murray said she was proud of Warren's first year in office.
It's not that common to see a junior senator at the time she went in jump in with both feet, but she did, and that's really remarkable. And she's been doing exactly what she said she was going to do.
Warren, speaking with reporters, expressed frustration with a Congress that has been one of the least productive in history. She gave herself a grade of incomplete, but with an E for effort, for her first year in the Senate.
What I've learned is that you got to fight for what you believe in. And that's what I've been doing for this last year in Washington. And we've had some successes. You know, we've had some parts where I just want to tear my hair out. But there are some places where you can see it start to move, and by golly, that feels good.
Warren said she found ways to work around the gridlock, such as using committee hearings to push banking regulators to enforce existing laws. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.